Well, I was studying with a young lady recently, and of all the questions that we were throwing back and forth at each other, she happened to mention that she thought that Jesus was one of the angels and that he was created. And I said, I don't think Jesus was created. So I was kind of hoping I could possibly, you know, get some kind of information on that.
Jesus said in John chapter 6, before Abraham was, I am. He used the same phrase that you hear at the burning bush, the self-existent one. Mm-hmm. And then if you read in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 14, it tells us that all things that were made by him. Now, if all things that were made by him, then how can he be made? How could the creator be a creation? And so it's sometimes a mystery for people to understand, but Jesus has always been existence. He says in Revelation, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Mm-hmm. And so, Christ is the great messenger, but he is not an angel in the sense of a cherub. He is the great messenger, but he is not created. He is the creator. Okay? There's a few scriptures that hopefully will help a little, Denise.
Would you have any literature?
I do. I've got a book that's on the Trinity. Right. Because some people who don't believe in the Trinity also do not believe that Jesus is the Creator. And I combat that using the Bible in this book. And it's a new book I've just got out called The Trinity by Doug Batchelor. You call the resource number and ask for my new book on the Trinity. We'll send it to you free. And anyone else who wants one copy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise.
Denise,
have a good night.
Good night. That number is 1-800-835-6747. 835-6747.